We are right smack dab in the middle of bee season, and hives full of honeybees are buzzing in a pretty unexpected place, the flight path at SeaTac Airport. Nonprofit The Common Acre made a deal with the Port Commission to host honeybees, study wild native bees, and plant more native plants on 80 acres of their land to provide more food for dwindling bee populations.
This habitat is unique because it was once a golf course. So what we've done here so far is remove a lot of that turf. And what we've found from our bee studies is about 80% of our local bees actually nest underground. And so just from removing the turf grass, that meant that they had a lot more areas to create nests. So we saw an immediate increase in the nesting sites, whereas usually these kind of habitat strategies are looking at 3 to 5 years for results. So it was really exciting to see almost immediate results in the bees.
Executive Director Allison Renard says since 2014, they've discovered more than 100 species of bees and populations have increased significantly. They're hoping to encourage airports everywhere to use their open space to support bees and in turn, local food systems. Meanwhile, if you'd like to help bolster bee populations, you can do it in your own backyard with Rent Mason Bees.
How do you rent a bee?
Yeah, how do you rent a bee?
So we work with Mason Bees, which are a native bee here in the Pacific Northwest. And basically how our program works is we provide the nesting material, the bee cocoons, everything you need to successfully host bees for the spring season. So you get the pollination, you get to watch the bees flying around, and then you return the nesting material to us at the end of the season, and we take care of the bees for the rest of the year and then offer them to local farms as pollinators.
That's operations specialist and biologist Olivia Shangro. And the cool thing about Mason bees is they don't sting. So totally safe to have them buzzing around in your yard.
They are fantastic pollinators. So if you have anything that's fruit producing in your yard, like blueberry bushes or fruit trees, they will definitely help you grow more food. And they're a native bee, which means they're also going to be pollinating a lot of our native trees and shrubs around the Pacific Northwest, which lends to the overall health of our ecosystems.
Rent Mason Bees will send you a small 6-inch by 3-inch bee house filled with everything you need. The bees will lay their eggs in the box this spring and die by June. And then over the summer, their babies will grow in cocoons. They'll hibernate in the fall. And when winter comes, you'll send your box back to Rent Mason Bees so they can take care of the bees until they're ready to hatch next spring.
There's only a couple of things that you need to provide for the bees to be successful. The first is you just want to find a really nice sunny spot to hang your bee house. So all of our bee kits come with a little hook on the back. All you need is a nail to hang it up. The bees will also need some pollen sources. Could be an apple tree or a blueberry bush, but it could also be our native big leaf maple tree or dandelions or pretty much anything else that's blooming during the springtime. And the final thing that you need to provide for them is a source of mud. So they're called a mason bee because after laying their eggs in these holes, they use little mouthfuls of mud to create little mud walls to protect those developing bees. And so what we tell people to do is dig a hole in your yard and keep it muddy throughout the spring season so that the bees have what they need.
Thousands of people in Washington and beyond are using this Seattle-based bee rental service, the only one of its kind in the country.
We have been able to at least double our bee population every year, even on a maybe not so great weather year.
Right now is prime bee season. And if you want to rent a bee house, they can either mail you one or you can pick one up this weekend at a couple of locations. Go to mynorthwest.com/RachelBell for details.